This week's Trust and Believe podcast review highlight comes from LilMRE04. They reviewed, "Trust and Believe is inspirational and motivating. I love your podcast. You're so inspirational and extremely motivating. I live a more positive, fearless life, full of confidence in myself." Thank you so much for the uplifting review. If you want a chance to be featured on next week's Trust and Believe podcast, just leave a review anywhere that you're streaming. We can't wait to hear from you. And now for part two of Becoming Sean T, an interview with Alexandra Bonetti of Talent Hack.
Somebody say it again.
No. What's up? This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe. Here's something else that I want to share with you. If you have a pen, like, I want you guys to get your pen, a paper, or your notes and your phone. Because everyone thinks that fitness is about fitness. And, like, they think fitness is about fitness. And that's about mindset. But you as a fitness professional, I'm going to tell you right now, it's not about fitness. And you're probably like, what? It's not about fitness. I'm going to tell you exactly what it's about. And it's about how you connect to yourself to be able to deliver whatever it is that you're going to deliver. So here's how you do it. 7 quick steps. 1, being able to communicate with yourself. There's no way you're going to be able to effectively and consistently communicate with your client or a group of people if you aren't able to tell yourself the same thing, or if you don't know what it's like and how they feel going through what it is that you're having them do. So how are you communicating with yourself? Some people are good at writing and journaling. Some people are good at meditating and thinking, and some people are really good at speaking. Then there's the part of being honest. Like, am I being honest and am I being authentic in what it is that I'm doing? If the answer is no, I don't care if it's not pay your bills. But I don't care what it is. If the answer is no and you're not being honest and authentic, you literally need to figure out what it is that's going to get you to that honest and authentic space, because that's going to take you to commitment. Because if you're not honest and authentic in what it is that you're doing, you're never going to be able to fully commit to it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
You'll be able to show up every day, but you're not going to be fully committed because you don't believe it. So the third thing is commitment. The fourth thing, most important, is being able to give back to yourself and give to yourself first. You asked me earlier about, you know, how do I get on stage and I'm always able to give. And I said it earlier because it's never about me. I do all the work that I need to do before I go into either train someone one-on-one or before I go on stage so that I can go out and be able to serve. But the only reason I'm able to serve is because I'm able to give to myself first. When I have my transformation weekends that I do at my house, and the day before I go and I have like a one-day vacation, because you can't give on empty. So if you're not, and we give as fitness professionals, we're constantly giving, whether it's showing someone the correct form or sitting down, like someone said, for 20 minutes that they're afraid of the coronavirus before you work out, or like, you know, they have problems with their spouse, whatever it is, you're not going to be able to give if you haven't filled your own cup. Being able, okay, so this one's going to be a little tricky. Being able to let go of the past, let go of the things that are holding you back, but being able to hold on to the things that push you forward. So for me, life is like a relay race. There was 8-year-old Shawnee who passed the baton to 14-year-old Sean, who passed the baton to 21-year-old Sean that finally came out, who passed the baton to 28-year-old Sean that created Hip Hop Abs, who passed the baton to 35-year-old Sean who finally accepted that he was molested at 2 a.m. and he had to go to therapy, who's about to pass the baton to 42-year-old Sean in 2 months, who is just now figuring out like that how to be a dad, right? I know all of them. I connected an 8-year-old, the 14-year-old, the 21-year-old who came out and had to lose weight, the 28-year-old who stepped in front of the camera, was insecure about, I mean, in Hip Hop Abs, I was 28. I had abs. I still thought I was fat, but I was still up there cutting the fuck up, right? Sorry, I curse a lot. We in New York, though, and everywhere else. So, right? That passed the baton to the 35-year-old who's, you know, married now and coming into his own and just living, who's passing baton to 42. So for me, it's always about passing baton. Now, I know what those struggles did to help me, but I don't hold on to the weight, right? Because the more baggage you have in your life, the harder it is to move forward. This is for you as a fitness professional. Like, listen, y'all, like, do these 7 steps, like one each day. And then that, when you let go of those things and you hold on to things that made you really strong, then it helps you be you, and you can be original. Because you've had commitment, honesty, you know how to communicate with yourself, you know what you had to let go of, which also helps you know what you're really strong at, then you can be yourself. You can be as original as possible. One of my favorite memories of how to be myself is I was in third grade, and our teacher said, okay, this is so true. It's like, okay, we're going to make snowflakes today. And I was like, oh, this is so cool. Now, mind you, in third grade, I'm being teased for the fact that I'm gay, right? This third grade, kids are horrible. But I knew how to fight, though, trust and believe. So anyway, that's a whole side note. So the teacher goes, but I just want you to know, no two snowflakes are alike. Like, every snowflake is different. And so for me, that was so powerful as a really young kid. I think I was like 9. And being told that even though I was different, like everyone else was different too, it really shaped me, even though I had some tough times along the way, to constantly say, no, be original, be original. When I create a workout, when I created any workout I've ever created, I've never went and say, hey, let's study this workout and let me just tweak it to make it like that, but better. It's always been, I'm going to create this from the ground up. I'm going to call people in that I think are like I really look up to, or they're really great at what they do, or someone would call it like Andy. You know, he came in Asylum Volume 2 and T25. Right? You know, so you know, you have to always hire people you look up to. That's one of my main things. So that helps me become who I am and be original and hold on to the things that make you thrive. If you are scrolling through social media and you're trying to look like somebody else, and you are literally taking a roadmap to look like that person, you're becoming less of who you are. That's not to say that I'm not inspired by the way people look or the way people move or the things people are doing, but I can take a piece of that and be like, oh, cool, like that inspires me, but I'm never going to thrive and take a roadmap to become that person. Because it might be successful on paper and in paper, but you will feel the void of being who you really are. Then all of that, at the end of the day, just like literally helps you connect to yourself. Ultimately, in order to be able to help people to thrive, it is a constant reflection of how well you connect to yourself, even if you're going through something really tough. And that's why it's important to have those moments, say, oh, okay, I'm going through something tough, because... And I'm going to talk about fitness for a second. Insanity. All my workouts I've ever done, I do the full program. Most of the time, I do it before I shoot it, pretty much. Well, I do definitely do it, not consecutively because I'm making it up, but The way I get my messaging to motivate people is, number one, from stories that I've heard and people that I train. And secondly, I'm doing it, so I know how to talk through it. I know what people are feeling at this very moment. And the reason why I do it is so I can connect to myself at every turn. Like, if you connect to yourself at every turn, no matter what it is that you're doing, you actually can literally use that to serve other people. And going back just to one more thing, when we talk about like everyone's in a closet about something or everyone has something, what I want you to do is know what that something is. You don't have to tell someone, but know what that something is. And that helps you also accept what other people are going through. Because instead of being judgmental, I think one of the things in our space is that, I don't know how it is much now, but I know that it's like this constant competition. Hmm. And I'm like, you don't gotta I'm always ready. Like, I do Barry's boot camp. I do all kinds of work. I do it. Like, I'm like, I'm not threatened. It has nothing to do with me being threatened. I'm like, if I can help support, number one, first of all, I'm going to constantly educate myself. And I just think it's really great to know that I can vibe with someone, another fitness person. I think it's so cool. Like, I don't lift weights all the time. I lift weights sometimes. But in a couple of weeks, I'm going to go do a podcast. I'm not sure if you follow him on Instagram, Primal Swolger, who does like... he's going to fuck me up. But I'm here for it. I'm still going to do it. I'm still going to showcase him on my podcast. And I, like, you know, JTM Fit, you know, had him on my podcast. I'm like, no, go do his workouts. Like, go do it. I think it's amazing. I think we should constantly support each other. And this is the reason why. Because no one's going to do insanity for the rest... Well, some people do insanity for the rest of their life, this person here. But the 99% of the people aren't going to do insanity all the time. They're going to come to you. I'm like, no, don't do, like, go put yourself outside of your comfort zone. So I think that if we understand as fitness professionals, we have so many amazing things. And while, yes, we want people to like stay committed, we want to build a community, I think we also need to be very supportive of each other. Yeah. Because there's 7 billion people. Yeah. In the world. Like, come on.
You said, you know, it's not about you when you're teaching. And it's not about you. It is you, though, right? Like, it's not about right. you, but you are giving you 100%. And so when you are so authentic, how do you know what to bring into the classroom, what to bring into the session, what to bring into the conversation about you, and what do you leave off of that stage? And I think you have a specific story when you were filming Insanity. That you were going through a very hard moment. And how, you know, were you inauthentic in that moment that you kind of left that out the door and you filmed and ignored it? Or how did that power that film?
Yeah, so right before I shot, so every fitness program that I've ever shot, there was something going on, but this was really major for me. So right before I shot month 2 of Insanity, I think it was like right before I shot it, my grandmother had died. She saved my life. So, you know, I didn't show up, and I took the power that she gave me and the things that she instilled in me, and that's what I used to show up that day. You know, and here, I want to be very clear though. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to show emotion. But what you're saying is, I'm not going to show up and be like, I need you. I'm going to show up and say, okay, what can I take from this experience that I'm going through, and how can I serve the people, and how can I understand what's happening? One of the things that I do, and I'm hoping that all of you do it, especially if it's a group class. Well, I don't do it now because it's a lot of people, but most of the time, and even now, if it's a smaller type studio or whatever, like I'm greeting you. Like, you're walking in, I'm like, how are you? What's your name? What's going on? Next person. Every single, from the very beginning, but once I started getting like more into group exercise, and I realized that the motivation that they needed to show up the next week was so important from the moment, like it was like the first impression they got. Yeah. And if they liked it, how are you? What's your name? Any goals you need? No, you cool? You just want to have fun? Great. How are you? Everyone. Yeah. And then what that did for me, it helped me understand what they need. Now, and this is going to be really weird for some people, but people who believe in energy, you're going to vibe with me for a second. Now I walk into a room. It could be 5,000. I've taught 20,000 people at once before. It could be 200. It can be 5. It could be 1. And I know what they need because I just literally walk on the stage and I open up my heart. If you know, sometimes I walk on stage and I stand there and I'm like, I know it's so weird for some people to understand, but I'm like, I know exactly what they need. And then I want you to think about, instead of just teaching this class or whatever you teach or whatever you, however you train, it's a journey. Like, I want you to write down the journey that you want to take these people on. Not, we're going to do abs, then arms, cardio, and finish with, you know, a push or whatever. I want it to be, what's the journey that you want them to take on today? And you don't have to be a preacher, you know, like me. I like to speak. But you don't have to do that. It's like, what's the journey you want to take them on? And that way, it's like you walk on stage ready to serve.
Did you always know to take people on that journey? Or did you start? Because that's an experienced trainer. And you know that when you walk into that kind of class. You know, it goes from like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 to this is a life experience. Mm-hmm. Like you went to church that day. Mm. Did you always teach that way? Or has that come with experience?
I always taught in a journey, but I had no idea. Mm. You all do it. Everyone here, you do it. You, whatever you do, you're taking people on a journey. You just have to write down what that journey is. And the best time to write it down is, and to reflect on it, is at the end. I'm telling you, if you have a journal or however you think, maybe you think, or a voice memo on your phone, the minute you finish a training session or a group session or whatever it is that you do, I'm telling you, if you write down the journey, the next class that you teach or the next time you take people on a journey, even if you do like streaming workouts, is going to be so sick. Because you're like, yo, they did this. I felt this. This is what I want them to feel. And it's like these keywords that you give people as they go they're coming back, you know?
So you say that when you're on that stage in the front of the classroom, right? That stage is could be a session, a one-on-one session. You know what they need, even if it's a room full of people. Do you still feel vulnerable with what you're teaching, or are you so sure of what you're doing that there's just like no doubt in your mind?
Okay, so there's a two-part question. I have to tell you a story before I answer this question so you all understand me. So for so long in my life, like, my husband would be like, oh my god, you look so good today, and I'm like, oh no, you know, like, you should throw away compliments. Now before we go out, wherever we're going, or if we're at, you know, at going to the pool or something, he's like, you look good. I'm like, I know. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know that too. Took me a while to get there. It's funny. It took me a while to get there. And I say that funny. But now I am so nervous before I go on stage. Like, I am. This happens, I swear to you guys, every single time before I go on stage. Every time. Every single time. I'll wake up that morning and I'm like, I don't want to do this. I swear to you. To the point where 3 weeks ago, Scott actually called me out. He's like, you know, every time before, you know, you have something big coming up, you get like a bad attitude. And I was like, I do? He's like, yeah. And I tried to throw it away. I was like trying to throw it away. And I was like, I think it's not insecurity, but it is the vulnerability like coming up. Because I need to let you guys know something about me. Like, I'm such an emotional person, and I don't like throwing the emotions out the window. Yeah. Like, I like using them so hard. Because in relationships, some people are very logical. They're like, this is the logical thinking, and some people are really emotional. And so Scott is a very logical thinker, and I'm a very emotional person. Like, I want to hug. That's why I'm like, Nick, you got to tell him I can't hug you today. Right? I want to hug. I want to feel. And so it's about combining that. So before I go on stage, I'm like this. If you ever watch me, first of all, I pray to my grandfather and grandmother because they motivate me. And most of the time, I'm like this. Like, right before I'm about to run a race, it is terrible. Even when you introduce me in New York City, right? Like, when I walk out on stage, I can't feel my legs. Like, I feel like I'm getting the cotton mouth every single time. I've been teaching for almost 23 years. If I don't feel that, like, I'm just like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm completely out. And I always feel like I'm going to wake up that day and I'm like, I got this. And I'm like, fuck, man.
You've impacted millions. I mean, safe to say that everyone over 30. That is so wild to think about, you know, that you've had that kind of – what's the difference? Like, what is different about, you know, touching one person or teaching 10 people to teaching millions?
Nothing. So here's the thing. When I got my contract for Hip Hop Abs that day, I went to that same agency that hired me from across the country, and they were like, infomercials don't work. They got 0% of my money for the last 15 years because they told me infomercials don't work. They're like, we'll look over it, but these things normally don't work. When I tell you I was devastated, I'm like, Mariah Carey hired me off of my abs. Like, what do you mean you don't believe in me? Like, this is what I'm going through. I know it sounds crazy, but it's very true. I'll tell you that story later. But I'm like, I dance all the time. I got booked for West Side Story and they didn't even see me dance. Like, this is what I'm going through in my head. I'm like, you guys don't believe in me, you know? But I think simultaneously, I needed them to say that because I was a really successful professional dancer. Like, I moved there. I started working right away. But it gave me the biggest lesson ever. Because I wouldn't say, I was never cocky, but I was definitely super confident when I walk into an audition. But this, like, leveled me. And so when I walked out of the office, I had my contract in my hand. They looked it over. And I still remember, I was walking down the steps and I said, if I change one person's life, this was worth it. So for me, it's always one person. One of the things that I hate to use the word hate, but I despise so much is when someone says, like, I know you hear this all the time. I'm like, but I never heard it from you. And when I'm on stage in front of 10,000, 5,000, the reason why I'm able to connect to that energy is because it's one person. Like, I never compare people to other people. It's not, to me, it's not about the fine abs and arms. It's about how you define your life. Like, where do you want to go next? Where do you want to go next? Because that's how we're going to get through the workout. Like, yeah, like you know, some people have good genetics. Some people don't. Some people have good legs. Some people have skinny legs. Some people get big biceps. Some people don't. You know, so not all of us are going to, no one's going to look perfect, first of all. And even if you think they look perfect, they have an insecurity about their body. So for me, it's always about one person, like one single person every single time. I teach, and there are people in here that can vouch for this. I teach one or two people just like I teach 20,000 people. I teach the same exact way, the same exact energy. I go crazy on the same exact music parts. Literally. There's no difference between me teaching one person. And to this day, this is the last thing I'll say. Before, I know you have something else. To this day, 3 times a week, sometimes 4, I will interrupt my team at my transformation center because I just created a workout. I'm like, y'all got to come do this. And they're like, oh, fuck. I'm not teaching it to anybody. It's not going on Instagram. It's not going on TV. It's just because I'm practicing my craft. Because I need to continue to talk to people. I call my friends over. I still teach at least 4 times a week. And I'm not talking about an event. I still do it. I still practice it. It's so fun. I have my whiteboard in my transformation center. And then I call my one friend over. I call all my people that work with my friend. But I call one of my employees over. And I'm like, okay, write it down. It's like 2 sides to the board. This is what I want the playlist to look like. He puts the playlist together right in front of me. I give Scott 30 minutes. He's like, you know, I'm 48. I got to stretch. I'm like, you got 30 minutes. We take our pre-workout. Even in my own space to this day, I still practice teaching because I love it so much. And I put the camera up there and I still cut up. I go up to the camera. You would think that it was being filmed. And I go up to the camera. I'm like, come on.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
As you all know, we are going through a really tough time in the world right now. And one of the things that I know I can count on is my online communities to help bring me peace of mind, some internal joy, and just some support when I just feel like I'm alone. Yes, me, Sean T. Sometimes I need emotional, physical, and virtual support as well. And that's why I really want to offer you guys 25% off to a yearly membership to my Safe Space. It's a great community of people that are always there to help lift you up. And I like to call it the most positive space in social media land. But with that said, I want to give you 25% off because I know there's a lot that you are going through and there's a lot that you need to express. And I want to be a pillar of support for you. We have monthly webinars. We have really great, intense conversations. We have really great motivational posts that help keep you on track. And most importantly, like I said, you don't feel like you're alone. So go to shauntfitness.com/safespace, put in the code TRUST, and you'll get 25% off. There's a lot of other fun things that happens in the Safe Space, but first and foremost, I want you to get in, get acquainted with everyone, do one of the free courses so that you can open your mind and really continue to transform your life even while we're going through something that's really challenging at the moment. I always trust and believe in you, but more importantly, I want you to get trust into your soul so that you can trust and believe in who you are. I'll see you in the Safe Space.
One of your truth bombs is change your input to change your output. Mm. And you just spoke about you still put workouts together. Like, you still practice every single week. You told every me single. 3 times a week you're putting a new workout together. Like, that is, what are some, you know, this is one of the most knowledge thirsty communities that I've ever been a part of. Like, people are just so excited to learn and be better, and it's just like a never-ending quest, but like a genuine, you know, quest to be better. What are some inputs that trainers can just take in and fill themselves?
Inputs. I think the first thing is just listen. Stop thinking when you're listening. That's the thing. It's like when you're talking to someone, it's like, stop trying to come up with the answer before you hear the entire question. Like, I literally am like, I've definitely had to train myself to do that, because you start the process and we naturally judge things. So for me, it's very much like, listen. Because if you listen to the entire thing, then you're going to input something really good. When you cut the other person off, the input just becomes half of what you know. And then, but that goes back to what you're saying to yourself as well. Like, listen to your whole self. And then here's the answer to your question. What are the facts? What are the facts? Because if you know the facts of what you're getting, then your output is going to be much stronger. It's like, you know, I know our justice system is kind of jacked up, if you believe in that, but, you know, that's why only certain things can go into the court of law. You know, it's like, only, like, give me the facts. Don't give me the he said, she said. Give me the facts. So if you think about, if you're learning something, if you're reflecting on your past, if you're doing some sort of training, it's always like, what are the actual facts of what's happening? And if you connect to the facts, then your input is going to be so much power. It's only going to be fuel for you to output something. Mm-hmm. So, and then it's, you know, you've all heard this before, I'm sure. I talk about it in my book. You're like, you are the average of the 5 closest people to you, mm-hmm. truly. Mm-hmm. If you, Nick, myself, Alex, you know, whomever, if we're hanging out and you're always coming with gossip, and then someone else starts to feed on that, yeah, then we're gonna spend 10 minutes talking about something that don't matter. So when people start gossiping, and I had to do this with my own team, I was like, yo, we gotta stop that. Instead of coming to me about what you don't know, just give me the facts. And even when someone's like, even if someone comes to me, I do a mentorship program with people, and when they come to me, like, I listen for the facts. And I'm like, okay, so here's what we know. Because if you let the wrong things in, then it just becomes, it's like putting one drop of black dye into water. Speed round Q&A. Okay. So this, you have to ask your question really fast, and I have to answer really fast because I'm long-winded. Sorry.
Yeah, here.
Hi, I'm Jeanette. So I know that you're really big into self-awareness, life coaching.
Two-digit number. Sorry, go ahead. I'm kidding.
Two-digit okay. number. So speak to us as if we already are there. We're self-aware, we're self-developed. And speak to us as self-developed fitness professionals. What is your best advice in a crowded physical and digital fitness space?
Run through the finish line. Because the way, and I'm speaking to you, but sometimes we think when we're there, and there is only a trampoline that should catapult you into the next level. I could say the same thing. I'm self-aware, but every single day, I'm still creating something else. I'm still exercising my brain. So, like, do you have something more? Like, what is it specific to you that you feel you need to push forward?
Oh, it's an actual question.
Oh, no, that's an actual question.
I've always been split between acting and fitness, and I recently just dove into fitness as my number one. And now I'm getting all the certs and really just embracing all that I have, all the passion and that I have for fitness.
Okay. With so much respect, the way you answered that question was said that you, what if you have all of these things? If yeah. you were splitting it and you just got certified and you just found your passion, then you are in the perfect spot. You're not there. Like, you have to decide what it is that you want. Like, what do you want to feel every day? And, like, how do you want to feel in this space? Right? Because that's what you're going to gravitate to. Because there's also the opposite side of having too much. You know? Like, if you're certified in this, if you're teaching all of these things, like, find one thing while you're going through this space that really you really connect to. And really, like, make that blossom. You don't have to get rid of everything else, but make something blossom. Does that make sense?
For, like, what dance was for you?
Yeah, maybe what acting was for you.
Well, that's something that I left behind.
But there's something that was there that made you keep doing it in the first place. See, that's what I was saying before. Like, life is about reaching back. Like, what did you learn from that you can take to this space?
Okay.
I know, it's a lot.
You just made that very complex.
I know, I know.
I wanted, like, bullet points.
But you...
Thank you.
You are the bullet point.
Okay. Next question.
She's like, I feel like I'm on the spot. And the only reason why I say that is because the way you formulated the question, you were like, what if you have all that? What if you are self-aware? What if you are this space in the fitness space? And I'm like, but you're not. Like, you're in almost the best space because you were splitting fitness with something else. So that means it wasn't 100%. So now you're trying to figure out what 100% is. So that's what you need to figure out. What is 100% to you? We need a one-on-one, me and you. Yes, sir.
Hey, my name is Fred. Thanks for the time.
What's up, Fred?
Hey, what's up, man? This has been great. Question. So a lot of us like to set goals and a vision for where we want to be 5 years, 10 years from now. Wondering the 19-year-old Sean T, when you first started to get into fitness and you realized this is what my love was, where did you see yourself in the next 15 to 20 years? It couldn't have been here, but what did you say you wanted to be?
Yeah, so while goals are important, the everyday is more important. Like, what do I want to do today? Like, what do I want to do today? What do I want to do tomorrow? Like, how do I want to take this? Like, one of the things I have people practice is when you finish today, when you go to bed today, right before you go to bed, write down what was the best part of my day today And how am I going to take that into tomorrow? Because if you don't practice the step by step, you're like, it's just not going to be there. Now, I will say that the first time that I taught a class, I said, not as a full-time thing, I said, I want my own dance workouts, right? Because that inspired me. So what did I do? Every single day, I danced. I danced every single day of my life if I wasn't like sick or something. Up until that day and beyond that I got hip-hop abs, I danced every single day. Now, I'm not saying that 19-year-old Sean knew that that's what I was supposed to do, but today I'm able to tell you, if you have that goal, practice the goal. Consistency over time equals results. Period. Thank you. I have so many more questions back, but I don't have time.
So good.
I have three. Hi. Quick ones.
I'm Michaela. Do you have like a routine when you're trying to get into a space to create? Like, how do you protect that creativity time to create something new?
Okay, great. So I can talk in today's time, but my personal fitness space, I have dumbbells, I have some steps. I keep it very open. So for me, even my house, because I love creativity, my entire house is gray, like a nice gray. But I have accent, but each room has like accent colors. Like one room is purple, one room has, well, two rooms are purple. Three rooms are kind of purple. That's because my husband loves purple. But the best way to create, honestly, is where you can create a space for yourself, but sometimes it's just a room with nothing. Like, what can I do with me? And then the next time you go in that space, you're like, I'm going to take a kettlebell. I'm going to take a dumbbell. I'm going to take a step. I'm going to take a band, right? Create from zero. No painter has ever gotten paid $1 million for a piece of canvas that was half drawn on or painted on already. It was a blank canvas. Start in a blank room. I'm telling you, your mind has so many things inside of it. And sometimes you'll just stand there and feel stuck. But something's percolating inside. Okay?
Thank you.
Oh, who was that? I was talking to you. Somebody behind you. I didn't see you.
Well,
you're welcome. Okay, two more.
Hey, how you doing, Sean?
What's up, Jason?
So I have a question, right? So I'm still like, I'm 21 years old and I'm still in school, whatever. I teach boot camp classes in the morning, but I'm still like trying to figure out like what would be like some advice you would give for someone young, like trying to come up to like try to really like, you know, be great in fitness industry.
Well, two things. You have to produce your greatness every day. So know what you're great at, and that's not being conceited or boastful. It's like, what am I great at? It might not be necessarily teaching. It might be your consistency. It might be your development. It might be your ability to connect with your people. So that's first and foremost. And then what else do you teach?
I also teach kids basketball. I run basketball clinics on the weekend for little kids, and I try to have like sports agility program for kids. So I'm also like, I'm like on both with kids and also adults, because I feel like my mission, like my true mission and like my vision is like pretty much like helping the kids grow up to like, so they can really understand how the world is, like with hard work, pushing through and never giving up. Cause like life is not easy, you know, and you got to learn like in life when you're out here, like people, it's hard. It's not easy. So when they grow up, like my vision is for them to grow up, then eventually they'll have kids and like grow them up the same way to learn how life really is. And eventually just be a pattern. And you know, that's my mission for the world, to just be like a better place.
So keep doing that with the kids. But the way you, so take that from the kids, what you learn from the kids, and put it into your boot camp class. Is your boot camp class developed as, this is 30 days, here's every, how many, do are the people consistent? But for your people who come every day, you know, I call them the front row divas. You know, for people who come every day, all you got to do is take a calendar that you print out and be like, all right, we're going on a 30-day journey together. So you can take, you want these kids to grow, right? You're learning from these kids. How am I going to produce these kids into something great? Do the same thing with the adults. And what that's going to help you is going to help you create more. It's going to help you create, because you're going to have to change things up, because they're going to be expecting something different. They're going to start asking questions. What can I expect on day 30, right? So don't just show up and teach. Create a program as you're teaching and save the before and after photos, please.
Appreciate it. Appreciate
yes,
it.
Of course.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Last question.
I'll piggyback on that.
Okay.
So my name is Dean.
What's up, Dean?
And what do you think in our industry now, because you tapped on that connection, right? Mm-hmm. I was thinking, or my question lies where, what do you think lacks in our industry right now? Mm-hmm. Fitness professionals, people who have been in the game a while, what do you think? Because you said you take berries, you go and support, you see what's out there. My question is, what do you think is missing?
I think that, I don't know if this is necessarily missing, but that's why I do that. Like, because I want people to know that just because I'm Sean T doesn't mean I can't support someone else. That's what I was talking about. It's like, I go to my friend Garrett's class here, and I had an event here, and the next day his class was full with people that went there, and now some people go to his class. I think what's missing is just the opportunity for us to really support each other in a really great way, because what we don't understand is, like, if I'm sending somebody, and I know business owners don't necessarily like this, but if I'm sending someone to your class and you're sending someone to my class, and I'm kind of working my way through, then why aren't we going to develop something together? Because two is better than one.
Yeah.
Right? And so I take your idea and I take my idea and I'm like, let's roll. What I want to do this summer is offer an internship for someone in Talent Hack to come, like, spend a week or two out at the Transformation Center with me and my team, so you can, like, either help me develop a new program if that happens, or develop, like, some of my events and go through. So we're really trying to work with Talent Hack to get at least one of you out there. I'll take more, but we'll see.
Yeah.
But it's paid, so I got to make sure I can afford you. Because that's the last thing. Like, you can do things for less, but try not to do things for free as a fitness professional. And I know some people may disagree with me, but you are like the first defense to people's, like, health, their mental health. So try not to do things for free. And if you do one thing for free, have something set up that person's going to pay you the next time, and have that next time set up, because your time is valuable, because it's more than just exercise. It's your life.
Drop the mic.
I would never ask somebody to do something for me for free. I just think that this is crazy.
That's what we preach all day. Thank you so much
for being
here.
Thank you for the kind words. Thank you all for coming.